Several weeks ago, I was running errands in downtown Bethesda. While I was walking to my car, I noticed a pickup truck with handwritten signs in the windows. As I got closer to the truck, I read the signs. One stated, "By now, most of my children hate Jews." On the other, "Jews must be seen to be punished for what Jews do to humans. It's okay to be angry at Jews." Here on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon, in the middle of downtown Bethesda, I had come face to face with anti-Semitism. In 2019, anti-Semitism is everywhere. Its terrifying rise and its horrific turn to murderous violence over the past year in our houses of worship has sounded our alarms. You are going to hear a lot about anti-Semitism over these holidays because it cannot be avoided. I applaud and thank all of you for being here this morning, because sadly, coming to synagogue is no longer just a nice thing to do on the holy days. It is an act of courage. That leads me to the question I would like to pose this morning. Why be Jewish? Wouldn't it be easier to let that piece of us go? We would not have to worry about anti-Semitism if we did not identify as part of this particular group, which has faced challenges and adversity for thousands of years. Over the past 50 years or so, many of us were committed to being Jewish because of what philosopher Emil Fackenheim wrote, known as the 614th commandment. He declared, "Thou shall not hand Hitler a posthumous victory." To despair of the God of Israel is to continue Hitler's work for him. That answer used to be convincing. However, as the Shoah becomes more distant and its survivors die out, it is losing its relevance. Instead of answering the question in the past, it is time to turn to the present as we look to the future. Today, I would like to provide you three answers that resonate with me. They are all connected. You may feel drawn to one, all, or none of them. But I encourage you on these holy days, when we are commanded to reflect upon our lives and our purpose, to spend some time considering your own Jewish identity. Ask yourself that question and find an answer that works for you. I believe there are three main reasons to be Jewish in America in 2019. The first, because it helps us understand ourselves. The second, because it gives us a meaningful path to connect with others. And finally, because Judaism provides us with an essential task and purpose. First, Judaism helps us understand ourselves. It provides values and guidance for how we should live our lives and what we can do to make life meaningful. For me, the practice of Musar has been a game changer. Musar is the study of midot, character traits, and I know many of you here this morning have engaged in this study of the soul. Musar teaches that we have an inner divine spark, but that spark is often hidden by the obstacles we face in our lives. Musar acknowledges our flaws, but then compels us to examine them. Upon deep reflection, we practice kabbalot, exercises that help us cultivate better character traits and healthier habits. If we find, for example, that we take up too much space at work, we talk too much, we have trouble listening to others, or we are not good collaborators, then our midah of anava, humility, needs attention. So we keep a journal of our experiences, and we try out different methods of behavioral change. We may decide only to speak once during a work meeting. We may wear an outfit that is less colorful. We may decide to purposely sit at the back of the room. Through outer experiences, the Musar masters teach that we can improve our souls. Musar is only one way that Judaism can help us better understand ourselves and guide us to make real and profound changes in our lives. The second reason to be Jewish today is that it provides us with community. I teach my conversion students that you cannot be Jewish on a desert island. We depend on one another. There are countless examples. To say most prayers requires a minyan of 10. A Beit Din, a rabbinic court, must include 3 judges. 2 witnesses are required in matters of legal proceedings. Judaism includes with it a built-in community. At Temple Sinai, we are proud of our Kathy Rabinowitz Sinai Cares program, which provides rides for people to and from the temple, brings challot and yard site candles to mourners, and baby bags to new parents. Our Sinai Cares volunteers visit people who are homebound, lonely, or struggling, and support our clergy in the pastoral work that we do. Being a Jew means you should never be alone. The third reason to be Jewish is that it provides us with an essential task and purpose to mend the world. You only have to turn to the Bible to hear the plea of the prophet, imploring us to care for the vulnerable among us and to turn from evil to do good. Being Jewish means you should never be satisfied with how the world is. We look instead to how the world could be. Our sources give us practical advice and guidance. Let's take guns, for example. The Talmud, redacted in the 5th century, did not know of guns, but it did know of weapons and the dangers they posed. It clearly states in the Talmud, one is not allowed to sell weapons to idol worshippers or to people who could do you harm. The world envisioned by the rabbis of the Talmud was one that was ruled by laws which were supposed to be just and protect society. So we turn to our ancient wisdom to guide us today. In 2019, close to 100 Americans a day are killed by guns. In the face of continued governmental inaction, Judaism compels us to act. That is why several years ago, our synagogue formed the Temple Sinai Gun Violence Prevention Group, which has just been recognized nationally with the Irving Fain Social Justice Award, which will be given this December at the Union for Reform Judaism Biennial Conference. Has our gun violence prevention group solved the plague of gun violence in this country? No. But we have taken meaningful steps to create change locally, and we will continue to advocate for common sense gun safety legislation here and federally. Judaism grounds us in the sacred work of fixing our broken world. Why be Jewish is a question we should ask ourselves throughout our lives. I believe our faith can provide each of us with a light to shine out into this dark world. I want to share with you an inspiring answer I read in an opinion piece by New York Times columnist Barry Weiss, titled, "To Fight Anti-Semitism, Be a Proud Jew." She writes, "In these trying times, our best strategy is to build, without shame, a Judaism and a Jewish people and a Jewish state that are not only safe and resilient, but also generative, humane, joyful, and life-affirming. A Judaism capable of lighting a fire in every Jewish soul and in the souls of everyone who throws in his or her lot with ours." If you've decided you want to remain Jewish, I'm guessing all of you here would answer affirmatively. Take some time to think about what that looks like in your life. Perhaps you decide to light Shabbat candles every week. It may mean you make a more conscientious effort to attend services. Perhaps you will begin or return to a serious course of Jewish education through one of our many exciting learning opportunities. Maybe you join the Green Team, the Gun Violence Prevention Group, Multiracial Sinai, our Immigration and Asylum Seeker Working Group to do meaningful social action and social justice work. Perhaps you decide to read Jewish books, see an Israeli film, cook a kugel, or fry a falafel. We Jewish professionals cannot keep Judaism alive alone. We need you to join us, to bring forth your talents, your skills, and your wisdom, to keep our faith strong, meaningful, and relevant. Edmund Flaig was a French poet and writer and essayist. He, like many of us, was raised in an unobservant household and did not think too much of his faith growing up. But then in 1894, he witnessed the events of the Dreyfus Affair, where a Jewish officer in the French army was accused of treason and was paraded through the streets of Paris to angry shouts of death to Jews. This awakened something in Flaig and propelled him to discover and connect with his Jewish identity. In 1927, as he found out he was going to become a grandfather for the first time, he wrote this letter to his unborn grandson. "I am a Jew because the faith of Israel demands no abdication of my mind. I am a Jew because the faith of Israel asks every possible sacrifice of my soul. I am a Jew because in all places where there are tears and suffering, the Jew weeps. I am a Jew because in every age when the cry of despair is heard, the Jew hopes. I am a Jew because the message of Israel is the most ancient and the most modern. I am a Jew because Israel's promise is a universal promise. I am a Jew because for Israel the world is not finished, men will complete it. I am a Jew because for Israel man is not fully created yet, men are creating him. I am a Jew because Israel places man and his unity above nations and above Israel itself. I am a Jew because above man, image of the divine unity, Israel places the unity which is divine. As we begin the new year and renew our souls, may we also renew our commitment to Judaism. In these dark times, let us turn to our faith as a source of meaning, comfort, and hope. May the wisdom of thousands of years challenge and inspire us. May the Jewish people and all who are connected to us be blessed with strength and peace. May we each be able to answer the question by proclaiming, I am a Jew, and I am proud.